Hello, everybody. Lori Costantino Brown is president and CEO of Bridges International. Bridges serves more than 1,500 inmates in the custody of the state of Florida and has been a pioneer on the cutting edge of reentry with programs such as behavioral health sciences, substance abuse services, GED education, and many more programs that greatly reduce recidivism in the state. Tell us a little bit about Bridges of America. It's one of the most effective models for prison diversion programs in the country. What sets Bridges apart from the other programs around the nation?
Bridges of America is a behavioral health organization that provides substance abuse and mental health services to the criminal justice population. What makes Bridges a bit different from other providers is our holistic approach. We believe that to successfully transition, you have to include elements of education, vocation, family services and such, and provide a broader scope of services to help in that transition. And so the Bridges model embraces all of that. So our treatment centers have all of these components on it to assist these guys not only in their addictions and mental health issues, but also in their ability to get, you know, gainful employment and hopefully, reconnect to their families as well.
According to the Florida Chamber Small Business Index survey, small businesses are growing increasingly concerned about workforce quality. What is Bridges doing to ensure that people that return to the workforce have the skills they need to be productive members of society?
Well, again, you've got a lot of issues that are happening in the small business workplaces. Addictions, for example, drives a great deal of retail theft. You've got, and of course, an unstable work population. You've also got a business environment where the unemployed population don't have the skills necessary for the available jobs. I'll give you a perfect example. We have a facility in Jacksonville who there were several kind of stockyard jobs available where they needed welders, and they could not get welders anywhere. And we went to them and said, hey, if we train these guys to be welders, which took like a 3-day safety course, whatever, would you put them on the job? And they said, not only would we put them on the job, but we'll come on your site and train them. And that's what they did. So, you know, it's that partnership of being able to bridge that, you know, here's a skill that's needed, and, you know, for Florida's growth, Florida's small businesses, they're large businesses, and they don't have the workforce. One of the big things that we train our guys coming out is also construction trades, electrician, plumber, carpenter. This allows these guys to get good paying jobs that they can take care of their families, do it, you know, take care of themselves, pay their taxes, be productive citizens. And really, all they need is that little bit of a bridge, if you will, on that vocational end to get that started, to get that momentum going. And so in our work programs, in our vocation programs, we try to be that, you know, that's where our name Bridge comes from. We try to be that bridge to help these guys have these skills to meet the market of whatever it is in their area. Orlando has a culinary school because we're such a high-driven tourist restaurant area, chefs and line staff, all that, are in high demand, and we've been able to place clients from our programs into some of the finest restaurants in Central Florida and also in Dade County. So, you know, these are the things that need to continue to happen. People have to have hope and possibility and a job, a meaningful job is real key to that.
Let's talk about another one of the components. According to the Florida Department of Corrections, education is obviously huge. How is Bridges helping lower recidivism rates through educational and job placement opportunities?
It's very, very clear, the data that every grade level an inmate is, the recidivism number drops. The average grade level of an inmate is sixth grade. Oftentimes, we have inmates that cannot read or write, that are totally illiterate. So clearly, again, to function in this high-tech world, to be able to get a job, to be even able to apply for one, mm-hmm. These guys need these skills. Stopgapped and and addressed. And so, again, in our programs, we work with various programs. If it's literacy issues, we have that available. We have GED programs to help these guys get on the track to get their high school diplomas and try to kind of, you know, at least get them where they've got that basic level diploma, but also that they're functionally literate, that they're able to add, subtract, compose a paragraph or whatever. And these sound like such simple things, but a great many of our clients don't have the ability to do these things. And so it's essential. And of course, you can't build skills on top of illiteracy or other things. So you can't go to the workplace if, you know, your education is at a level where you're not able to function. And so that becomes key. And again, because the stopgap is so huge, they really should be starting more active education behind the walls. So that, you know, because it takes years sometimes for these guys to get to a point where they could pass a GED, and they should be able to take advantage of that behind the walls to utilize your time more productively. But where they haven't had those resources available to them, we make sure to connect them to that. And it's amazing. We've done high school graduations, if you will, at our programs, and what it does to the men and women, what it does to their families, to actually see them achieve something, a diploma. It is so powerful because these are people, for the most part in their lives, that have never achieved anything, have never successfully completed anything. So all of these elements begin to feed into, you know, that hope, that positive bridge that they need to span the gap from their addictions and their criminal justice, you know, back to being successful members of society. To apply for a job anywhere, the basic education is usually a high school diploma. It is a minimum requirement, and many, many, many inmates, a very high percentage of them leave without ever having their education addressed at all.
Let's go to the macro level for just a second here. What's happening in Washington, D.C. regards to prison reform that folks listening to this podcast should be aware of?
You know, it's been really interesting. I had an opportunity a couple of weeks ago to be in Washington with Jared Kushner, who is currently the Office of American Innovation, which is the office he controls, is primarily looking at prison reform. And so we were invited as part of a reentry. And what I thought was really interesting was Jared Kushner himself and how affected he was by his own father being incarcerated, by what he went through to visit his dad, the little resources his father had in transitioning out, and their family had. And I was really moved by that. I also was very hopeful about that because I felt like sometimes, you know, when politicians have a personal connection to things, mm-hmm. It often helps move, you know, some things. So there's been a lot of good conversation. There is a reform bill, not doing so well in the House, but we're trying real hard. It's just a minor reform bill on federal reform and reentry, but that's kind of an opening volley, I believe, for what's to come, where there's going to be recommendations, particularly where it concerns reentry on a federal level. And it's my hope that that standard that's set there will funnel down to the states as well.
Final question. What does free enterprise mean to you?
To me, what the American dream is really all about, it's about being able to achieve, work hard, have a business, be able to prosper without, you know, a lot of government control, if you will. I think that America is a beacon of free enterprise and what that should look like around the world. The reason why I'm part of the chamber, both locally, state, as well, to ensure that our government stay focused on keeping the pathway to free enterprise free of barriers and obstacles and regulations and things that aren't necessary, or whatever, that, you know, people can come in and live the American dream.